Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast where fascinating people meet. I'm your host and your groove mistress and spiritual advisor, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP. I'm just happy to be here and happy that you are, too. And so much is going on. We've got so much happening and so many shows. We've had so many fantastic guests this year and so many more coming up. And I have to say tonight's guest, first of all, for anybody that tried to listen from last week, I apologize. Technical things, all my fault. And probably if my brain was in the right place, I could have figured it out, but it wasn't. However, the guest we have who kindly, very generously and kindly, agreed to come back this week, do it again, has been such a popular guest. Now, we're going to talk about that in just a second because I can't wait to get him in here. It's a band from, look, if you don't know where Liverpool, England is and what that means to music, then I think you just landed from another planet like Starman or something. But I am so thrilled to welcome two members of the band Joe Symes and the Loving Kind back in Madame Perry Salon again. And that is Joe Symes and Colin White. Guys, welcome back. Thank you so much.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Hello.
Hey, well, I am thrilled to have you. I don't know if you noticed this yet, but remember last year, you know how Spotify, at the end of the year, it gives like a roundup or whatever, a review for if you're a listener, what you listen to, or if you're an artist, I guess they give you the stats on how many people listen to you. As I know you're on there, because I follow you on Spotify, so I know you're on there. And last year, at the end of 2022, it said that the most listened to episode of Madame Perry Salon was Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, and I was showing it, and then I remember Colin said, well, wait a minute, that's the one from the year before. I said, oh, okay, yeah, well, apparently, even though it was the one from 2021, it was still the most popular episode in 2022. And then this year, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but this year, when I put out my stats, this year, in 2023, guess what was the most popular episode of Madame Perry Salon?
We've no
guys.
Idea.
Say what?
Oh, that's very nice. We're very happy.
Yeah, so am I. So am I. It's like, yeah, so you guys, I hope you're feeling the love, you know, because I just think that's phenomenal. And I think of course, it's well-earned, well-deserved, but I just think it's phenomenal, you know, 2 years in a row.
Oh, well, that's nice, you know, it's glad that the listeners are listening in, and, you know, we turn out to be very, very popular, and it's nice to hear them.
So I take it that the popular one for this year was from last year.
Yeah, I think it was. I need to go back and check.
Oh,
I think I was just so excited. I was just so excited to see that episode up, and I thought, yay! And then I thought, I need to make sure, you know, I've got the right pictures, right sound, everything in there. But you guys, and you know, this is all, even though you know I broadcast out of live out of Atlanta, Georgia, and the Southern United States, the five places where I get the most listeners and the most downloads are, of course, the U.S. and Canada, the U.K., Australia, Japan, and country and the Netherlands. So so it's not just here, you know. And then I've got some people in who message in from Buenos Aires that will. It's a smaller group there, but they will message in what shows they like, and they're big fans of yours. So I'm thinking, you guys, you know, that's just my microcosm of Joe Symes and the Loving Kind fans. So I'm thinking, in the big scheme of things, you guys have got to get out of town. You got to get out of town and come over here and
tell us about it.
we fully intend on playing in the US and Canada, but obviously, you know, it's a case of, you know, if someone wants to fund our tour, then by all means do it. We'll be over in a shot.
Okay. All right. Well, then we've got to have some serious talks about that later. But so right now, you've got so much going on. I know you've got you're finishing your upcoming album, Portmanteau, scheduled for release in 2024, which is just a couple of weeks away. But tell me what's happened. Tell me about this year. All the things that have happened since this year for you.
Oh, there's been a lot. There's just so much. You know, so much going on. Playing live, performing in record stores for the last EP, a place called our own. Recording the new album, producing the new album, making the video, It's All Too Late, from the new album. And we're just finishing off the album now, and we're about to announce gigs and the release dates for the new albums, you know, to all coincide. We've had loads of great promotion for the album everywhere, you know, including really big, massive television screens that promoted the new video, EP. We've had that done. Interviews, reviews, and the new video, the last video, We're Told Too Late, really taken off. So there's been a lot that's gone on this year, and, you know, it's still the same as always for us.
And also at the moment, we're not long announced that the pre-orders for the new album are open now. So if anyone wants to pre-order the new album on CD or download, they can from our website, which is joesymesoftheLovingKind.co.uk. So if anyone wants to pre-order, even though the album won't be out until early in the new year, obviously because now it's Christmas time, obviously, which is the perfect time for people to do that. They can pre-order it now.
So hurry up and order it.
Yeah, pre-order, yes. And of course, I usually say this at the end of a show for someone, but yes. If you, since a lot of people listen to the show, they tell me when they're driving or when they're jogging, working out. So you can't always write things down, but you know that I will always share all the information and the links that you need to pre-order the album or learn anything about Joe Symes and Loving Kind on all of my social media, not just Madame Perry's Salon, but also in my personal.
Yeah,
so, guys.
Fantastic.
Always appreciate
it. Also, you can put up a post saying about we're the most popular listen to for the last 2-3 years. That'd be great as well.
Oh, heck yeah. Yes, definitely. I mean, listen, I'm excited too. Shows, you know, you think, you know, I try to put out a show that's got a variety of interest and information, you know, whether it's entertainment, information, people's thoughts and so forth, or philosophies. I try to put out something that is always going to intrigue people. And one of the best reviews, my favorite reviews I've had, was somebody that said, it doesn't matter if the guest is someone you've heard of, you're a fan of already, or that you've never heard of, that it's always interesting. And I like to think that I have a good mix. But, yeah, here, knowing that you guys have such an impact on my listeners, and that's, like I said, not just in the U.S., to me it's very exciting. Last night I went to see a show. Now I realize that this is a different era of music, you guys, than Joe Symes and Loving Kind. But last night I went with some friends, my friends Mike and Ann and Emily. We went to City Winery, which I don't know if you have those yet in the UK, but it's it seems to be a franchise of places that are a winery, and they have a dinner and big shows. And last night we went to see English Beat.
Right.
And of course, the Dave Wakeling, I saw them with Drinking Roger about 10 years ago. Now Dave Wakeling's the only original member. But the place, and I don't know how many seats, about 500, was packed out and people dancing. And I thought, yeah, people are still, even though we're barely past the COVID and people feeling comfortable getting out, people are thrilled to get out, see and hear live music and dance and have a good time. And so I think 2024 is going to be the hot year for you guys. How do you feel?
We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to getting the album out. The video's gone out, and the response with the video has been unbelievable. So we're looking forward to just getting the album out. It's mixing stages now. We're also planning another video. Note that we've got to promote it live. But the thing is, I mean, like, you know, you're saying, like, you know, over there you get out and people are up dancing stuff and all that. It's a totally different kettle of fish over there in Liverpool. It's sort of different, and it's hard to explain. But not hard to explain why. It's just that, like, it's certain things, you know, that, like, certain, the way people, like, you know, behave and stuff and all like that and all that. So, I mean, we're just so grateful that we made, like, the contacts out of the UK, out of Liverpool, you know, that we're really grateful for. So within this year, get the album out and we'll just see what the response is and stuff and all that. I mean, we've already got, like, there's other albums being planned as we speak all the time. And more singles and stuff and more videos. You know, the music's there. I think we've got, you know, I'd say we've got about, there's about 15 albums worth of material there ready to go.
And that's no exaggeration. That is absolutely true. I mean, you know, we're about to release the third album, but we've pretty much got, well, we're not sure what orders it'll go in yet. Well, not clearly, but, you know, we've pretty much got the track list in there ready for the fourth album, already ready to go. But obviously, we need to get out the third one first and promote that and get that all done and do one or two more videos on that one, because the first one already went out in September. But that's all ready to go. And also with the new video, obviously, because when that went out at the end of September, obviously, that was the first track that starts to get airplay both here in the UK and in different parts of the world. And it's already, it entered one of the rock charts in Australia at number 2, and it entered another major chart down in the London area at number 4, and I think it's still in the top 20. So obviously for that first track alone, it's already got to number 4 and number 2. You know, that's something we're very, very proud of. So it's off to a good start already.
And plus, the song from the album, I mean, don't take that song as like the whole album's going to sound like that, because it doesn't. The album has got a mixture. We've been working with a string quartet as well. Also, I'm a brass player, trombone, so it's a very different mix of songs. You know, a bit of it is, someone said, a friend of ours said it sounded like a 21st century Revolver, which I was very happy about. Because
the
mix of songs, put it all
there. Yeah, fantastic. Listen, even though this is not normally the time I broadcast, in fact, it's about 6 hours ahead, if you happen to be listening to the live show right now out anywhere and you have a comment or question for Joe Symes and Colin White of Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, you can give us a call or you can text it to me on Facebook, but the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. And please feel free to call. And hey, guys, we got a call for you right now, okay? So welcome to Madame Perry Salon. You're on the air with Joe Symes and Colin White.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, a little closer to the mic.
Awesome.
You're a little soft.
Okay, so I just have one question, because me and Jennifer like to party hard. So we were just wondering when you're coming to the U.S. so we can party hard and go to a concert.
When we come over to the U.S., you'll know. You think you party hard. You won't know what hit you when we get over there.
Oh,
yeah. Whoa. See, that's what I like to hear.
Now you guys know this is...
We don't party. We're animals.
Yeah.
We're animals. When we party, we're animals.
Yes, party animals.
Now, this isn't like some kind of hardcore rap thing where there's really going to be some kind of fight in the parking lot. I can leave my ammo at home, right? This is
when we get over there, you won't know what's hit you.
He said it's a 50-50.
Hey, guys, this is Megan, my producer that you've been talking to a lot or messaging with.
Hello, Megan. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are y'all?
Yeah, we're okay. Can you understand our language, our Scouse accent?
I understand it perfect.
Oh, well, there you go. That's fantastic. As long as you can understand us. Because some people turn around and say, we can't understand the words you're saying.
Okay.
Well, can Megan... you understand my southern accent?
Yeah, we can really understand it. And we can understand that you sound like a party animal as well.
A party animal knows a party animal, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, Megan has little ones, so believe me, once she gets a chance to get out, she's going to make the most of it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Don't even try to get... Adam's on Facebook as well. She can talk to us on Facebook and Adam.
Megan, here's the thing. The first time I ever talked to these guys on the phone, it took us, we spent about 20 minutes with me and Joe going round and round just to find out that I already had their CD and they were asking me, and I was so confused because just like the States, you know, there are different accents everywhere, all over the country there. And so I've been listening to shows that have lots of different accents. Have you guys ever heard of a show called Would I Lie to You?
Yeah, it's like a panel show.
Yeah, a little game show with Would I Lie to You with David Mitchell, Lee Mack, and Rob Brydon. So I told that, and I said, I listened to this before I do the show, so in case there's a Liverpudlian accent there to kind of help attune my ear so that I won't aggravate the guys by going, what? So,
I don't think there's any Scouses on there, is
there?
Pardon?
I don't think there was any Scouses on Lee Mack's show. I mean, that we're known as Scouses. Like, you know, people from Liverpool are known as Scouses.
Yeah, they don't really have Scousers very often, and I think that's pretty – I think that bites. I think that's awful. I'm going to write them a strongly worded email.
It's great that you can understand, like, right off the cuff now, because, you know, you can understand that the accent really well, because a lot of people couldn't get their heads around what I was talking about when I first started, because they were like, what's he talking about? He's talking too quick. They can't understand the word he's saying, and they were laughing and all that, and they're like, well, you know. And I'm like thinking, well, you know, didn't you watch Hard Day's Night? Didn't you watch Help?
I just want to introduce myself and see this way.
We didn't catch that. You broke up. The line broke up.
Yeah, I think she was broke. Megan, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we kind of, you're sort of chopping up there.
I have one question for Megan.
Okay, let me hear it.
Are you going to buy our new album?
I will, if you let me party hard
there
with
you
y'all.
There you go.
When y'all come to the U.S.
All you do is go to the website and put your order in.
Okay, I will. Well, it was great talking to y'all.
Great talking to you. It was very hunky for funky and loose as a goose.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Goodbye. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mom.
Y'all know who, when she said, let's talk to you, y'all, you do know who y'all is, right?
Yeah, we know about that. We know all about our American culture and stuff and all that. You know, we do like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh! That's probably... Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's all...
Now.
That's all you need to know, honey, right there. That's, yeah, you got it.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I mean, that was the Beverly Hillbillies as well, wasn't it?
Oh, Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, that's more mountain people than, that's
yeah.
a whole, that's a different thing altogether. I think that's where the Scottish settled and that kind of stuff. That's the influence
yeah.
there.
But you know what, I mean, as long as we can understand each other, that's all, that's great, that's all really matters, as long as we can understand each other.
Yeah,
we speak to different people from all around the world anyway, you know what I mean? So, you know, we speak to people from, like, you know, all mainland Europe, Australia, New Zealand, all across the US and Canada. So, you know, the fact that, you know, we're a very cosmopolitan band, you know, it's good to speak to people from different places.
Well, I want to talk to you, too, about your about things like the your videos and how they've gone, Liverpool Football Club, and let's see what else, Liverpool Football Club, which has been massive for you guys, also for your tours playing in music stores and stuff and your charts. But right now, if that's okay, I would like to play song.
Yep.
From... Yeah, and song from your new album. And so you want
Fantastic.
To tell us about it?
The track It's All Too Late is basically about the world as we knew it. It seems to be slowly disappearing from us
mm-hmm.
with, you know, you know, political correctness, you know,
mm-hmm.
identity politics, things like that, and, you know, the COVID, the big con of the COVID, and which, you know, and all of that, and, you know, dodgy deals, and the changing of, like, you know, Roald Dahl books, for example. It's all in the song, and it's in the, it was part in the video as well. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, some people might see the video and go, oh, I get what it's about. And some people might say, oh, I don't know what it's about. And some people have got it. And if other people want to put their identity on it and say that song's about them and where they are in their lives and what positions they're in, or whether that video has any relevance to their everyday life, then that's cool. But that's basically what the song is about. And the lyrics sort of bounce off the video anyway, you know, that we have to, like, stand in car parks to go to supermarkets and stand in, you know, big empty spaces and having to line up and, you know, fighting for toilet rolls. And, like, really, at the end of the day, there was really no need for it all because, you know, the people in power were, like, well, people were saying goodbye to relatives through plastic bags, and some people didn't even get sick of that. Our good friends in the government were getting drunk and drinking wine at number 10, saying bring your own bottles, one rule for one rule for others. They said that's what the song is totally about.
Yeah.
It touches
sure,
in there.
Yeah. Okay. All right, but before we get to that, I did have another phone call coming through, but then they stopped just a moment. And so I'm going to play, the person that just called, if you want to call right back, I'm going to play another little message in between, and then we'll be back with more of Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, whom I am thrilled to have here in Madame Perry's Salon, and be right back.
So, Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who gonna coach this team. They don't got no talent on it. And I don't really feel I talk.
That's kind of harsh.
I don't feel I talk about the Knicks right
you
now.
Want to talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry's Salon, And I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostov, all the comedians.
What about people you that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny. But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic, I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing was the Madam Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh, right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the dog, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
Ugh, what a day. I just need some me time for once. Yes, perfect. I got the new bath bombs today. Peach and clove, here we come. Mim and the Anvil makes the best smelling herbal blends of bath bombs. You can order loose or ground herb, added buttermilk, extra large, even ones with hidden gifts inside. There are over 25 essential oil varieties. After today, my body definitely needs some spiritual nourishment and lots of fizz. Her metaphysical blends are soothing in more ways than one. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. Make time for yourself. There are over 100 herbal blends of bath bombs. Keep a healthy body and mind. Feed your soul. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. If you don't make time for yourself, no one else will.
All right, this is Madam Perry, Jennifer, JP, back on the air live today, December the 12th, 2023, with Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Thank you guys for giving me such popular shows on Spotify. Oh, and on Apple Podcasts. They don't really have the put out the stats like Spotify does every year, but everywhere the podcast is played, you guys are popular. Congratulations on your upcoming third album, Portmanteau, scheduled to release early in 2024. But preceded by a video for this song, It's All Too Late. And you've already done a great job of describing the song, so we're going to listen to it now.
It's all too late. Tearing up the pain.
Oh, I love this. It's all too late. From UK rockers Joe Simon and the Loving Kind, yes, out of the famous Liverpool, England, and right here on Madame Perry Salon. And that's from their new album, Portmanteau, coming up in just a few months, early 2024. Also, even if you, whether you're already a fan of Joe Symes, and I think if you're listening to this or any of my podcast platforms, you already are. But also, I want you to know that the song we just played, It's All Too Late, from the album, it's already up on YouTube. It's already gotten international airplay, reached number 2 in one of the major rock charts in Australia, Banks Radio Australia, FM 85.9. Number 4 in one of the UK's list called The Chart of Gold. And it's just, you guys are blowing up, as we say over here.
Great stuff. We're not complaining.
I mean, we're always evolving. We're always wanting to do different things, you know what I mean? Obviously, the main thing that we always want to do is obviously get better and better and better, and each release to be better than the last one. And for us, we just can't wait for everyone to hear this brand new album, because the last EP, A Place to Call Our Own, and the new album, Portmanteau, they're kind of like companion pieces, so they kind of go hand in hand. So obviously when everyone hears the new album, hopefully they'll see that. But yeah, we can't wait for everyone to hear it.
It's getting better all the time.
Yes, babies. Yes, I've heard that line before. Yeah. Oh, from the other guys from where you're from. It's getting better all the time. That's true. So, hey, you're with all your every time I turn around and look at something, you guys are charting somewhere. You're on shows. You're being interviewed, and you're always it's radio, podcast, TV. You're in. Doing live in-store performances at record stores, as well as live performances, and you've got videos. And I want to talk to you about that, plus the fact that who loves you as much as Liverpool Football Club and the very famous, the magnificent George Sefton. But before we get to that, I've got another caller here, and if anybody who's listening live wants to call, the number is 646-716-9922. I've got a voice here that might be very familiar to you because I recognize the number. Hi,
hello guys. Thank you. Hello, my favorite guys. It is Kenya. How are you doing?
Hello. What? How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I heard you guys were going to be on, and I was so excited. So let me tell you how excited I am to talk to you. I'm actually at the mall right now trying to shop with my parents for Christmas. I heard that you were coming on. I ran back to my car so that I could call and say hello. Oh.
Yes, good to hear from you. It's been a long time. Hope you've been keeping well.
Yes, Colin's in the house, yay!
What about
Joe
me
and
Colin,
my favorite?
All right,
sorry,
Joe
Symes
in the house. You brought Colin in the house, but Joe Symes needed some love too.
No, that's what I was trying to say. I'm sorry, I was talking over you guys. I didn't mean to. I was like, Joe and Colin's in the house.
Yeah,
in my car. So I'm looking real crazy right now, okay?
It's all right. We look crazy because that's what we are anyway.
Yes, I love you guys. I miss you guys so much. But you know what? I get to stay in tune because, you know, me and Madam Perry, we're like bosom buddies. So I'm always trying to keep up with you, but I love the new song. I just had to tell you that. I listened to it, and now you know me. I got it on repeat, so now it's stuck in my head.
Well, can you do us a favor? Can you do us a favor? Will you pre-order the album from the website?
Pre-order it, yeah. So let me ask you, Jennifer's going to put it up. Jennifer, have you already put it up already?
Not yet, but I will.
Get
I can probably do it.
Yeah, put your order in, and if you can share the video on YouTube to as many people as possible, we'd be eternally grateful.
Oh, yeah. You guys got me already. You know I'm a big fan already. So I've just been listening to that one song, but I would love to get the album. So just put the info up for me. And when I get back to it, I got to go back in. I left my parents in the mall, okay? But I'm going. Not home alone, mall
alone.
You
need to do then. You need to buy copies for your mom and dad as well.
I will. Actually, my dad would love to. My dad loves music. He's just a music freak. So I cannot wait to get this for him and as for me as well. But I want him to listen to it again. He used to listen to the show all the time, my old show, and he loved you guys. So I want to let him know that I was talking to you, but he was in the changing room. I didn't have time to tell him that I was dipping out for a minute.
Make sure you tell them, but also spread the word like butter.
Most definitely.
Kenya, did he say spread the word like butter?
I thought he said like butter.
Like butter. Okay.
All right.
We will. Thank you so much, Kenya, for sneaking out and making a phone call in your car. And
you're so welcome.
And we'll be sharing the love, sharing the music, video, and pre-ordering. And you guys, you got so much love over here on this side of the pond. You know that, don't you?
Well, we appreciate it.
Joe, you know, I love you guys. So I just want to stop right quick and say hello. And everybody, please go out and support my guys. I love, love, love your music. It's timeless. It literally is timeless. I don't care when I listen to it. It just fits that moment. So perfect.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful compliment, though.
You guys are so welcome.
All right.
Well, I'm going to get back in the mall, and I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.
Yeah, have a great Christmas as well. It's good to hear from you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you,
Kenya. See
you later.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Merry Christmas. All right. Well, that was fun. So let me ask you, talk about your year.
It's nice to have people phoning in, so as well as yourself, and speaking to us. Great.
Tell me about this year. Now, you know, you've had live gigs, you've been playing in stores, record stores, a lot of interviews. Talk about that and what's been fun and anything that's happened that's been a surprise from that or any unexpected boost from anything that you got.
I'd say predominantly the year just gone, well this past year, 2023, it was a case of finishing off the promotion for the new EP. For the last EP, A Place to Call Our Own, which obviously came out last year. So we continued to do the in-store performances in HMV, which is the major music chain of stores in the UK. So we finished off the last few of them that we did, which all went down fantastic, and they were really good, great response. And it was nice to play in those little stores on a Saturday afternoon. Acoustically, they were quite nice, intimate shows on a Saturday afternoon. But you know, we did that. The recording of this new album really started, and that's been going very, very smoothly. So that's been a highlight of this year as well. And I'd say they were definitely the two main things that have sort of been out of this year. I mean, obviously, I'd add to that, starting the filming of the new video, which obviously, you know, we apart from a little assistance from one or two other people, we predominantly made ourselves. We were fully in charge of it, and, you know, we were directed it and heavily involved in the editing of it too, so to get that done as well, that was great. And obviously there was the great feedback from the video for the title shot of the EP, which came out late, that the video itself came out late last year, so that the feedback on that was still sort of coming across. And obviously with that video, this latest video as well, so yeah, I, you know, it's basically been you know, now, you know, getting this album finalized, and now people are aware of it now. You know, obviously it hasn't been fully released yet, but, you know, the album title has been announced. Obviously the pre-order announcement was announced on the other day, and obviously the poster for that, obviously you can see that at the front cover of the album too. So also, that's another nice teaser as well for this new release. But I'd say now it's a case of getting Christmas out the way with, and then really finalising the mixing of the new album, and then just getting it out
and get your orders in.
I'm spreading it as we speak. While you're talking, I'm sending out the link to pre-order. So that's good. Can I ask a question about the videos? Because that's so it's so crucial and so important, and can be so energizing for anybody's brand to have good video out. And you guys are everywhere: Twitter, or which is called X, Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Instagram, TikTok, and your website. And you've got your own label, Truly Independent Records. When it comes to creating a video, who comes up with the idea or the concept of how it's going to be? And I know you're all creative guys, but Colin, you are also a graphic designer. Colin did the Madame Perry Salon logo that we use on all the every post you see, the dark black with the microphone, and it's Madame Perry Salon. Colin designed that for us. And you do a lot of work like that for other businesses or people. So which one of you comes up with the ideas or the concept, and how do you determine the way you want it to go when you create a video?
Well, the last video, because the song... I mean, if I go back to, like, you know, we all have an input in it. I mean, it's all too late, the video. I've come into the song and all that. And it's funny because when we were recording that song, come to record it, I only had the workings of it. Basically, the song just came to life in the studio one day. So what you heard before was what was, like, recorded in one day, and that was it. I had, like, both... 80% of it, and the rest just went, it just come alive in the studio. So after that, it was sort of, you know, ideas. I was saying to, like, Colin and to Alan as well. Alan can't be here tonight, unfortunately, sends his apologies, because he lives out in Liverpool, and he's looking after his mother and father at the moment. The idea was just, like, you know, let's sort of tie the video in with the songs. I mean, to be honest with you personally, I was wanting to do more dangerous things in the video, but Colin was saying don't. You know, to be honest with you, I was really wanting to, like, get safe to say really what was on my mind about what's going on in this in this world today. So basically, I have said what I've said, but it's sort of covered up. So you have to try and work it out. So the video was like, you know, it took us about... I'd say 4 months to do that video, to film it. And a lot of it was, some of it was spontaneous, some of it was planned. There's bits in between where, like, you see, like, you know, pictures of a dog, a little snippet of a doll, programs from Everton Football Club, trinkets of, like, the band and stuff and all that. And when you get the album will have, like, a booklet in it with all the lyrics. And when you look at the artwork of the album, you're going to look over it for ages and keep going over and over it, because it's like looking at, like, Sergeant Pepper or something like that for me. You just keep looking at it, and you start seeing different things all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's what the album, like, is when you look at it. But the video process, it can work both ways, you know. It's whatever way you want to look at it. I mean, the video found on the final Sunday, Colin put that together himself from picture archives that were taken from us in rehearsals. And, like, it fits well, goes with the song I'm going to find on Sunday. That goes well. That video suits that song. Whereas this one was just done. I mean, this is a step up from the last video, a place called Our Own, which was a cartoon video, which I don't think I haven't seen anyone do one of them for God knows how long. You know,
really?
So that was like,
seriously.
And you suggested as well, but we've got ideas already for the next video and the next song, which is totally different from what you've just heard. This next song that we do, we've got a string quartet on it, cello, staccato and stuff, and a nice acoustic track, a lovely ballad that is, you know, it's a bit of a play, so to speak, you know, but that's it, the video process, it can work both ways, but we all have anger at the end of the day.
You know, does it put a lot more pressure on a musical artist these days to also have to come up with video as well as music?
Well, I think if you're on your own, I mean, because we're a record label. We run our own record label. We run the show.
Mm-hmm.
We manage the band as well. We do everything ourselves. We don't answer to no one. So if someone was to come in and like, oh, I want to work this, then it's got to be done on our terms. If you
mm-hmm.
don't sing from our song sheet, then you're not getting your foot in the door. And it's got that
mm-hmm.
way now that, like, it was a pressure to start, you know. But now it's just become second nature to us now because we know what each one of us is doing and stuff and all that. We've sort of, like, we're allocated to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a pressure for me as well because with the songs, if I've got like write the songs and like write, it's got to go like this and like that. And then, you know, I'm sitting up till early hours in the morning listening to the mix of songs and making tons of notes. And then I'm messaging them over to Colin and he's coming in the studio, like sheet the paper. We've got to do that and do that. And I don't know. But the end result is rewarding. And what we've done up to now is really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Wow. By the way, and I'm glad you mentioned Alan Welsh. I'm so sorry. Alan Welsh, another member of Joe Symes and the Loving Kind that I did not mention earlier, and I do not want to leave you out, Alan Welsh. And maybe sometime Alan will be able to come on the show with you guys. Joe Symes, Colin White, Alan Welsh. I also wanted to mention in the beginning of your career, because this to me is still, you know, sometimes it's easy, I think. I know that as a publicist, when I'll try to tell clients things that, you know, use what you've done before and use that to promote, sometimes to support promotions for what you're doing now, and they say, oh, well, that was then. You know, but it intrigues people, and they're interested. Your first EP, two tracks from your first EP appeared on a charity compilation called Shoulder to Shoulder, and who else was on Shoulder to Shoulder? They were tracked by Paul Weller, Ocean Color Scene, which we know is also Stevie Craddock from Paul Weller, Roger McGuinn, Robin Hitchcock, Noel Gallagher, Peter Noon. That's a pretty big deal. And that only I love those compilations because they introduce you to people that you might not have known because you got a wonderful sampler of everybody.
Yeah, I think that was good for the time, you know, when we were doing it and stuff. And like, you know, we could put us on the same compilation as like well-established artists is always a good thing because it leads to other doors being open and stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're glad that like the tracks were on for such a good cause. But a lot, I mean, since then, you know, a lot has happened since then. It's like, you know, you know, we're into our third album now, and a standalone single we released, an EP, and it's the work on top of that, you know. I mean, if we had access to the recording studio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we'd probably, we wouldn't be out of it. We'd be turning albums out every, like, 6 months. But, you know, the studios are booked up and stuff, and it's time, like, you've got to take time out to write and, like, promote and stuff and all that. You know,
mm-hmm.
so a lot of, you know, I'd say for us as a band, we've got a really, really amazing CV. If you look at our website and read it, what we've done, what we're still doing, and that, you know, I mean,
yeah.
you know, you keep doing it. You know, you don't like a lot of people say to us and stuff, and all, like sometimes I say because they're in like bands themselves and stuff like that. oh, I'm fed up with this, I'm fed up with this. And they, you know, they don't like us and they don't like this, like that. And they, you know, we'll kind of say, well, who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for yourself or for other people? Are you doing it for yourself? That's the main thing. If it comes to the point where you're not enjoying it, then don't do it. You know, I like people contact me who are supposed to represent bands in Liverpool, like, you know, and saying, like, how do you get that and get that and get that? And a lot of to do with the music. You know, it was nice to, you know, a member of my family was driving out to Manchester, coming back to Liverpool, and she looked up at the big giant TV screens in Manchester, and there's, like, the band name with the video for it all to, like, promote it. And these are, like, you're talking seriously big television screens.
Yeah,
Billboard and advertising. And, like, you know, we've got that done for nothing. We didn't even have to pay.
Whoa.
You know, the people are into the band. They love the music and that. And same thing with the new album. And, like, that is just, like, that's just immense promotion to stay. Because imagine how many people see that. That are driving in and out of the city centre, with Manchester and Liverpool being really busy, busy cities at peak time and stuff.
And also as well, sorry, going back to the Shoulder to Shoulder compilation, it was actually two tracks of our first album. That was at the very, very beginning of the band, and obviously at that, you know, even at that early stage, it was still, you know, a great achievement to be on a compilation for a good cause with a lot of those great acts. Like, so again, that was like one of our first sort of early, really good sort of achievements. So, you know, it's always nice to be reminded about that.
Oh yeah, because everybody who's a fan of them already, with Noel Gallagher, Robert Hitchcock, Stevie Craddock, Ocean Color Scene, Paul Weller, the Mod Father, they're going to see those names and they're going to see you. And it's like I tell clients, sometimes you've got to be everywhere, because I call it a short attention span world. Not that people are stupid, but there's so much competing for everyone's attention these days that you've got to be everywhere.
Oh.
And, oh, got one more caller, guys. Hold with me. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. You're on here with me and Joe Symes and Colin White of the UK band Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. So come on and say hello.
Madame Perry, if you're addressing me, I am not worthy. My name's Larry Marcinko. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
I was listening to, you know what?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. See, I already have interrupted. I'm not worthy. Go ahead.
Stop it. Guys, this is Larry is a musician here in Atlanta, Georgia, and songwriter, musician, great player, great musician, gets around, works with my husband a lot. But, yeah,
you
me,
are too
me Colin
kind.
And Joe.
Your husband's great.
Hello, Larry. You okay? Hi, Larry.
I am not worthy. You guys are from Liverpool, which is the capital, the music capital of the world. And I was just listening. You know, I was introduced to your band by Madame Perry, and I was listening to A Place to Call Our Own, and I'm thinking that's the sound. It is total energy, but at the same time, it's got this very melodic, easy groove. At the same time that it's driving, it's impossible for me to describe music. So I'm just putting that out there. It's just a joy to listen to that kind of sound. Great vocals, guitars, drums. The whole thing is just right.
Thank you, Larry. That's a really nice compliment.
Yeah,
really
thank
nice
you
compliment.
For bringing that kind of sound.
Just one question, Larry. If I can ask you one question. This is Joe, the singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy our new album?
I am.
Go to the website and order it then.
I listened to a couple of bars and I was hooked already, and I kept listening to this song, and then I thought, well, I've got to call because I don't know how long the show is on today. I want to make sure I call to compliment you guys and thank you for bringing the music into the world.
Oh, we're very, very glad you've called in, and we're very happy to speak to you. And if you can tell everyone else about the band and the music and our new album that's coming out, and listen to our new track from our new album that Madame Perry's just played before, which is called It's All Too Late. Incidentally, the EP that you talked about, A Place to Call Our Own, that's available from our website also, with our first two albums and a standalone single. So it's all up there. There's merchandise, T-shirts and stuff from that. You know, I thought I'd just get the band and sell the band as much as I can.
Well, you know, whether the verb is sell or share, you're sharing the music, sharing the joy, you know, whatever it is, it's great. So, hey, that's what great art is for. So, thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Larry.
Thanks, everyone. I've got to run. I'm a busy American businessman on the side. I've got to run. But
okay.
Thanks, everyone. And I hope you get to hear my music at some point, too, Joe and everybody. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll be playing it on here very soon.
Larry.
All right. Thanks so much.
Don't forget to get your order in.
Okay, great. All right, guys. As we go out, I was going to play, I've got so many of your other songs already loaded up here in my audio clips. So which one should I go out with? Larry just mentioned A Place to Call Our Own. I've also got Turn Me On, Turn Me Out, Summer's Almost Coming, Lovers Undercover, which I love, Fools Talking. What do you want to close out with?
A Place to Call Our Own.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All
right.
It's from the last release, so it's still a fairly like recent track. So, yeah, definitely go out with that one.
Nice. Hey, Colin White, Joe Symes, and, of course, way out there somewhere, Alan Welsh, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. You guys are killing it. You're just totally crushing it. And I can tell already from the time I've known you and the times you've been on the show, the times I've followed you, that you guys are going to totally crush 2024.
I hope so. We'd like to come over to America and crush and break the back of America.
Well, we're going to – hey, let's – look. We got to get into a huddle. You guys know, get George, get your friends at Liverpool Football Club to teach you how to, you know, strategize this. And we got to have to work on both sides in both countries to get a strategy to get you here. How's that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we want more of ourselves to get over there because we know the impact that we'll make.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, seriously, you're going to make a huge impact here, and I can't wait. And like I said, I think everything has been leading up to this, and then you'll be over here, and it's just going to be amazing. Joe Symes, The Loving Kind, new CD coming out, Portmanteau, scheduled for release early 2024. However, you can pre-order the music now, and there's no better way to show love to people you're giving gifts to, or... Because that way you go ahead and order it, and that's something else you can check off your list. You don't have to worry about it. It's done, and you're free to just go out to another party and have another glass of wine because that gift's already bought, and you've already shown the band the love, too. And I'll be sharing the link everywhere so that you can go ahead and order it. I'm already sharing it. I just shared it with Larry. Send it to him in a text on Facebook. So, yeah, we're doing good, guys, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so grateful that my husband Denton and I and Kenya and Megan, we call you, we're fans, but that we can call you our friends and all the
best. Definitely. There's one thing I did want to mention. I thought it was pretty cool that Denton was wearing our T-shirt while he was playing a gig in a bar.
Oh, that was when he was playing with Larry's band. That last picture,
yes.
He was, because he was not in Larry's band, but he was hired to, he was just replacing somebody for the night. And he had the picture on. And then, because I took mine last year, went to see my nephew bowl, and I had the shirt on at the bowling alley. And, Denton had it on there. Yeah. That was pretty cool. So,
next time, tell him to take his coat off.
Okay, I will. Oh, well, you know, image is 9/10 of the law. Y'all know that. Okay.
I don't. We hope he's feeling better soon as well.
Hope we're who?
We hope he's feeling better soon as well. He said he hasn't been too well at the moment.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I am, honey. I am babying that man. I'm taking good care of him. Mm-hmm. Don't.
I think the best
just...
thing you can do is give him loads of honey and lemon, and he'll soon be
okay.
sorted out. And if that doesn't work, get him a pint of lager.
Whatever it takes. I think I can do all of that. Yes. All right. So we're going to go out with a place to call our own.